Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Psalm 66. Again, that's Psalm 66, and I'll read that for us. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him, who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifices, the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be to God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Amen. This psalm is a psalm written by David, and it's a psalm about praising God, what to praise him for, why we praise him, and how we praise him. In the heading of this psalm, it explicitly indicates that this psalm is a song. And each of these stanzas of the song focuses on a different aspect of praise to God. And we'll go through each of these together. The first stanza, this is verses 1 through 4, this is an initial call to worship. David calls people to shout and to sing to God. And he doesn't call just the people of Israel, but his audience is all the earth, as it says in the first line. In verses 3 and 4, David then shows us how we can begin to praise God, and that is through a verbal declaration to God, saying how awesome he is. So awesome that all the earth worships him, and that even his enemies have to bow down before him. In the next stanza, verses 5 to 7, David reminds Israel specifically of the things God has done that are cause for praise. He remembers how God brought the Israelites through the Red Sea and also across the Jordan. He says, he turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. And what I found interesting here in this stanza is the end of verse 6, where David says, there did we rejoice in him. He says this as if he was physically there with the Israelites when these things happened many hundreds of years ago before David wrote this psalm. And I think this is the kind of faithful praise that David is encouraging us to have, a kind of praise that remembers God and his good works, even in things that didn't happen to us directly, as if they did happen to us directly. Regardless of whether we experienced a work of God firsthand or not, God is still worthy of praise because those things did indeed happen. The next stanza, verses 8 to 12, talks about even more reason to praise God. Verse 9 says that God has kept us alive and secure, not letting our feet slip. Verses 10 to 12 are interesting because while David is praising God, He expresses that God has also brought us through various hardships. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. I think here, David is pointing us to the fact that even through these difficult things, God is still king. And it is through these difficult things sometimes that God further blesses and refines us. And in that way, he is worthy of our praise all the more. David ends this stanza with, "Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance." Every difficulty has redemption in God. In the next stanza, verses 13 to 15, David gives a personal expression of praise to God. So far in this passage, we heard David exhorting his listeners to praise God and giving reason after reason as to why God is worthy of our praise. But now in this stanza, David himself is praising God. He expresses his adoration for God by promising all of these sacrifices and burnt offerings. David desires to obey God's law as his expression of praise. This is another way we can praise him, and that is through our obedience. In verses 16 to 19, David begins to close out this psalm by declaring that God has indeed heard David's praise. If the praise we lift up is genuine and God-seeking, God will hear us. It says in verse 18, "If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." God looks for a heart of repentance and grief of sin when we come before him, to recognize that we have cherished iniquity in our hearts, but then to seek to turn away from these things. God will hear us. David concludes this psalm with verse 20, which says, "Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me." God does not reject our genuine prayers. And I think that's the power behind what we say after every prayer. We say, "In Jesus' name we pray." And I think that is a recognition that it is through Jesus' sacrifice that we are able to come before God with full confidence in Christ's work. So praise God for that. That alone, God is more than worthy of our praise. My hope is that we become a people of praise. David mentioned a lot of different ways to praise God in today's passage. Just as a refresher, we can praise God in declaring of his goodness, in singing, in remembering the good things he did, even if we didn't experience them firsthand, even in remembering the difficulties we've had, which always lead to redemption, in praising him in our obedience, in our prayers. So I want to encourage us to take time out of our day on a regular basis to praise him, to adore him, and remind ourselves of what a good God he is. Let me close us in prayer. God, we praise you today. You are worthy of all of our praise and more. You are a perfect God, full of love, full of power, full of glory. And we as human beings can't fathom the fullness of your glory. But with what we have, we want to praise you. Help us to constantly praise you in our singing, in our declarations, in our remembrance, in our obedience, and in our prayers. We want to adore you, God. We thank you, Jesus, through whom we are able to instantaneously and immediately talk with you and praise you. So all glory and praise be to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.